Hi, I'm Jimmy Wong.
And I'm Josh Lee Kwai.
And we are the hosts of The Command Zone, a Magic the Gathering podcast.
It's your weekly source for everything concerning the game's most popular format, Commander.
Whether you want to discover the perfect old card that you've never seen before, or find out about the hottest tech from the latest set, we've got your back.
Plus, we help you develop the most important skills for multiplayer Magic. We're talking strategy and tactics, proper sequencing, threat assessment, politics, you name it, we dive deep on it.
So why don't you hit pause on the podcast you're listening to right now and go subscribe to The Command Zone for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We promise you won't regret it.
Well, you won't, but your opponents might.
Yeah, good point.
Welcome to another episode of The League, presented by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7. I'm here with Mr. Dead End Hip Hop himself, KB Inge.
What up?
And I'm here with Mr. AKA...
Oh, the AKA Mr. the Hoochie Mama Lover himself, you know what I'm saying? AKA,
don't leave your side chick next to me.
Yeah, don't leave your side chick next to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm greedy, I come for it all. AKA Mr. Fields, that's what they call me.
Oh, okay. You play the field, huh?
I play the field.
I feel you. Hey, you know, nice moves in the draft. I see you got into the trading game.
Well.
Into the trading war.
Yeah, you're going to do a recap of everything else first? Before you jump into that.
Oh, yeah, we got the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, So, where the hell did we leave off? We left off in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The last part of the season going into the playoffs. No, we got knocked out of the playoffs. Yeah,
we talked about us getting knocked out of
it. Yeah, it was just the conclusion. So we had the championship games and then the Super Bowl.
Bet. So it was the Titans and Ravens. I didn't watch any of the games.
Neither one of them were streamed. So the Titans game or the Ravens game was streamed. That nigga never streams. I don't know if y'all
The only stream
that.
I got was when he faces you, when he faced me.
Yeah.
Ravens never stream. I know he be at home sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, he try to hide the secrets.
Hey, man, we might need to call a meeting.
Hey, all you need to do is watch my film, baby. That's all you need to do, Ken.
Yeah, but trust the Titans didn't stream. But
okay. The score of that was like
40-8, something like that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was a beatdown.
Yeah, bro. He ran through the motherfuckers. He ran through motherfuckers. I didn't want to say shit until he got to the podcast, but he literally ran through motherfuckers.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was like, he make everybody have to, like, humble themselves.
Yeah, man, the first couple times, it's like, yo, I'm better than this.
Exactly. That's why I was like, man. Because usually if someone, like, passes on you, like, crazy, like, they just throwing touchdowns, like, okay, that's understandable.
Yeah.
But if someone running like that? Bruh.
And it's the same shit. I'm going to hit you with the same shit, different size.
He found it. He got it back.
No.
It's half and half.
Here's the thing. Because Adrian beats him all the time. Right? Because they play. Like, they're really close homies. So, obviously, when I know what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. I play him so much. Obviously, I know what he's going to do. I know the tells. And I remember I was telling it last time. I know when he takes too long, he's passing certain things. Like, because I played him so much. But when it's the first three or four times you play him, bro, he will keep you up at night. He kept me up at night. Y'all see what I did in Madden 20? It was only because of him. So, he's that good.
But I'm just in terms of his running style, though. He's found not that exact style he had in 20, but he's found variations of it to get back to doing what he does best, and that's running the ball. What he does.
Yep.
That's his superpower.
So let me ask you. So I remember when he first came into the league, we was like, oh, this is fluky. This that is it fluky? Is it still cheesy? It was
more cheesy now. Then because we were on 20 on All Pro, so it just made his shit look exacerbated. But now it's just more strategic as far as he has a chess move. He can beat you. It's like chess. I can beat you in three moves if you let me. Mm-hmm. But you got to be able to be strategic enough to know where the traps are. So exactly like how you said, like, if he takes too long, he's about to pass. If he does it, like, once you know his tendencies, okay, you're not going to beat me like that no more.
Yeah.
But he does have the three move chess. Like he can get you in checkmate because, like, once he's up on you by 14, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Because he's going to either run out the clock or run up the score.
But here's the thing that complements the run game, the defense. He plays hella defense.
It's still somewhat spammy. I feel
you think so?
I feel less about it than I did last year, and part of it is because, like, I think there's more than one play that he runs now.
Oh, 100%.
So that's what when he was just doing that one play over and over again, and then he'll switch it up every once in a while. I was like, okay, bro. But now he can run out of he go left, he'll go right, he'll go right up the middle. Yep. So
yeah, if you take out the stretch, he's gonna go up.
Yeah,
the gut.
So I do like that. Like, there's more thinking involved in terms of how he wants to attack you on the ground. And then there was a Madden guy. I don't know if you guys saw this or if we ever talked about it before, but there was a guy who won the Madden tournament with a punter as his quarterback, and all he did was run the ball too. Guy couldn't stop it. So it's a thing that people do.
Yeah.
And I guess if it was okay for Madden tournament, I mean, shit.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Ooh-wee.
The NFC side, though, that what was that? That
Falcons
was,
Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was So I had Falcons winning it all, and he three turnovers, and he was right there. The Bucks almost gave it away when he went for it. He kept going for the fourth down. Went for the fourth down. He missed it. Falcons came back, scored, tied the game. Then Bucks got it back, went up by three, which was smart because he won by that three. Falcons went down, scored, and Bucks did a game winning drive on him. Left no time on the clock.
That was probably one of the best games.
But it was those turnovers, man. Yeah. He threw one turnover where the defensive lineman jumped up and grabbed it. I don't know if that was computer or if I don't know if that was the Bucks. But it was highly contested, but it's really any given Sunday. I was like, yeah, because I just felt that at some point Falcon was going to make the play to win the game.
Falcons almost lost to the Cardinals, though, too, in the, I think, the division round to M-Extra. Again, turnovers was what caused M-Extra to lose eventually. But even then, he had three picks as far as the Cardinals, and the game was still, within one possession.
I think Jalen Hurts definitely happens. Sometimes these lower-rated quarterbacks show up when you don't need them to show up. But the M-Extra game was good, too. I watched that one. And just turnovers. But, Falcons – He lulls you to sleep with his defense, and he's able to get interceptions with his secondary you don't think he's going to be able to get.
Well, that's the thing that I like about the whole Twitch thing, or even just when they stream it on YouTube. You could, as you're watching them do, I love watching the guy that I'm who I'm curious about as far as how they play when they stream, because then you get to see the adjustments Falcons be doing, bro, it's insane. It looked like somebody's just doing this. There's a glitch on the joystick. And I'm like, bro, he's going through all these formations. However, you still see his tendencies.
Oh, 100%.
Even within that. 100%. And I was like, okay, I love that. Because I thought he was like a motherfucker who was like, you know how you want in practice, you do random play? I thought he was a motherfucker like that. You give him any play, he can make something shake. Mm-hmm. But nah, he has a tendency with it. He just, on the defensive side, is like he's the chess master as far as, I know exactly what you – don't do two plays in a row because it's a wrap after that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
100%. And that's what I was saying. He is the pre-snap defensive master in our league. You play him, you may think you see the same thing, but he hides it all the time, all the time. And I love how aggressive he can make his defense or how lax.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, and I've watched his streams too, and I don't know how he does all of that. I can't even keep up. The only thing that I've noticed in tendencies, he likes to play a 3-4 cub. He likes that one. And I don't really use it like that, but when I look at it, I see how he can move everybody across the line with it. So I'm like, I see. Because now, you can run a different 3-4 coverage, bring everybody to the line, and go play zone. I really like how he plays.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway after just watching, just even up to the Super Bowl, is man, I got to step my game up.
Me too.
I just got to step my game up. And it's just I like where I'm at, but I know that there's another level that I have to get to. Because I think I can compete once the team is built. I know we'll get into that later, but there's the chess part that I got to really start to work on a little bit more, to be able to counteract certain things that I've seen and keep people off balance, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, for me, I think what I've been focused on, at least for last season and this upcoming season, is getting the roster balance so that I don't have to worry about that. When I mean just roster, I'm talking about the GM side too, as far as the money and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So then I don't have to worry about that. I could just play. You know what I mean? I think I haven't just played in a while. Mm-hmm. I'm always thinking about this. Oh, yeah, this game, yeah, I'm playing it, but I'm worried about – free agency already. I'm thinking about other shit too much. Let me just play the game. I got my guys. I coached them up. Let's get it. The one thing I will say is that the title game, NFC title game, it showcases how much kicking is important. Man, when he shanked it at the 20 yard line, if not 50 or less.
He was pretty close.
And I'm gonna tell you where Foreign messed up, but go ahead.
But yeah, just that whole sequence of like he could have won the like Falcons could have went to the Super Bowl just off that one kick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as soon as that shit disappeared, I was like, he missed it.
Yep.
I just knew it just went away from.
But I hate how that happens when you call a timeout and
they shouldn't do that. They got to get that.
It's
out
a
the
clutch
game.
Thing.
Yeah, the is game.
How clutch are you?
But yeah. But it's. I understand that, but you're guessing when you do it when it's coming down. You can't see it.
Well, no. The thing is, it's like it's all about a timing thing, and also it's like you got to make sure you get your shit up as quick as possible because that thing is gonna come. It's gonna disappear before it drops. Right. You just got again. It's the timing thing. That's why like when I what fucked me up about the glitches that happened before with the with the field goal kicking or just kicking in general is like you couldn't get no timing rhythm.
Yep,
it was all like shit. Fuck it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Herky jerky.
But now that they've kind of gotten a little bit better, you can get that timing. That's why I knew he wasn't used to doing. I'm kind of used to doing it after a couple times in practice or whatever. Or practice as far as like playing other Madden players, but. Yeah, you really gotta understand that situation because that shit it changes your whole perspective of where the kick is going, how to even move. Like if you want a high kick, low kick, it's just
I hate kicking.
Yeah,
that's probably one of the worst aspects of my damn Madden game, honestly.
But it's super clutch.
It's necessary.
It's
necessary.
Yep. But where he lost the game, I like the girly call up the middle of the field because he had been gutting him all game. But he hadn't ran all game long the RPO with Hurts running for a touchdown. And I think that if he would have called that.
He would have messed him up.
I think he could have took it in.
Because he wouldn't have been ready for it.
Nope.
He was looking for Gurley the whole time.
Yep. And Gurley he's not the type of player anymore. Mm-hmm. So once he got stopped, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if he would have called that, because that's like one of his go-to moves. Like, we need a play. He's going to go to that, and he scores, like, at a high percentage off that shit. Mm-hmm. Or he gets a really big play. At the goal line, I think he could have got him with that. So
That's the beauty about football. Like, that's such chess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you only know that because now you've watched them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we start to see everybody's tendencies. And now you already know that when you play them, okay, it's a crucial situation. Let me play some type of contain. Let me play this. Let me play that. And you guess right. We saw it with the Seahawks and the Patriots. When you guess right, it wins you a game.
Yep.
And it might be the biggest one of the damn season.
Mm. Yep. So, did you watch the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I did. I watched the first probably quarter or half, and after that I was like, it's a wrap.
Yeah. Foreign texted me, and he was like, bro, watching this Super Bowl, I know you're a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And I was like, man, appreciate that. So I was just extra motivated in the draft. I'm like,
so it was Fat Boy in the Super Bowl.
So that explains some of your moves. But yeah, Fat Boy and Ravens, man. And he won that shit.
Man.
He won all that shit. And
I did not expect the Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, look, man, he's tough, man.
Yeah. When he went up 7 at the end of the quarter, to go into halftime, and he got the ball back, you kind of knew it was over then. Because really, the score, the only thing Fat Boy was doing at the end of the game was just making the score look good.
Exactly, because like he couldn't, and what's so humbling about the Ravens is that it's so simple, it makes you seem like you're stupid. Because all he, like, I'm like, bro, it ain't going to work. Like, I'm telling him in my head, like, it ain't going to work. And then, like, he's trying to make it look sexy as far as his side. I'm like, bro, everything you're doing is because you're just pissed off at yourself because you can't score the way you're supposed to score. You know what I'm saying? You can't defend the way you think you can defend.
Yep.
And now he's probably picking out plays in the deep part of his playbook he ain't never thought about. Like, shit, fuck it, let me just throw this out.
Yep. Let me see what happens.
Let me see what happens. Because this nigga just doing whatever.
Brady,
I forgot it's a video game. He said, let me see if I get the video
game. Brady Lyon held up for most of the game, but come late third quarter, fourth quarter.
Von Miller is coming.
Trust me, I know.
And I was like, damn, I need one of those.
He make you want to just have him. And not even that, it's just the secondary coverage he got, too. It's just like, that's why, like, we'll get to the draft. But, like, that's why I made some certain moves because it's like, I need a rotation of motherfuckers like that. Like, I'm trying to get to that point where I don't even have to worry about that. Like, I'm just playing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just trying to get my squad to where I can just play.
So let me tell you something that Cliff says. He says he gets those guys in Madden because he plays with the crappy guys. He lets those guys do their job. He doesn't use those guys most of the time. He lets the computer do that. And then you just build up the other pieces in your roster.
Because mm-hmm. like so he just focused on Von Miller, and he said, I'm going to let the rest of the guys do them.
No, he don't use Von Miller. He don't use Von Miller.
Oh, you see, it's the opposite. Okay,
it's the opposite. So, like, just like
I do
you
the
did,
same thing.
Yeah, just like you did when you had to draft in Madden 20 a middle linebacker. He's like, man, he's not that good, so I'm gonna have to use him a lot to build him up.
Yep,
like that's what I did with Grant Delpit. You know what I'm saying? When I got him, I think he was like a 73 or 74 or something like that. I got him to 80. You know what I'm saying? One season. So I drafted another safety. You know, we'll get into job, but you know.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the conclusion of that, man. He wanted. Like the Ravens came back. It makes me wonder if he would have won it last year. You know.
Nah, he was gonna beat me, man.
Oh yeah, y'all, because y'all didn't get a chance to play. That's right.
He wasn't gonna beat me, man.
That's right. So my bad.
Look, what you saw this season in 21 was what was gonna happen back then. And yeah. I had the offense to beat him. I had the quarterback to beat him. So, no, I was going to whoop that ass. You saw how hype I was?
Yeah,
I was
Spike skipped that round to get to the Super Bowl. Exactly. So that's why. Yeah.
And then whose team won?
It's a your team.
I was going to whoop that ass, Ken.
All right, well, that's that, man. So, on to the draft, y'all motherfuckers. So
yeah. Yes, sir.
Talk about it.
Yes, sir.
You talking about everything leading up to the draft, man. All the conversations?
Yeah, I mean, hey. Yeah, those, you know, we can go through those. We can go through the picks, and then we can go through free agency briefly.
All I'm going to say is this, and we can get into the draft. Mm-hmm. When it comes to a user league, I'm starting to understand, like, I'm leaning towards FIFA when it comes to his mindset of, like, it's 24 hours or what, it's a wrap. Because we could have potentially been drafting a week from now type shit. You know what I mean? Because of a user not being able to. Like, that's what I said in the chat. Like, somebody going to have to miss the draft. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we can't keep.
Definitely like, last night.
Yeah, like, it was like, bro, like, man's called off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to say this one thing, and then you're going to be like, nah, push it back to. Nah, no, ain't no pushback. Nah.
Right now. Everybody here?
If you here.
8 out of 10? Run that shit. Yeah.
It's a consent of the governed.
Yep. Yeah.
Run that shit.
So that's why I understand. Like, for our league, I'm like, all right, we gotta be hard pressed on that. Cause like we can't have one player.
It was very lax at times this year, which I guess I understood because it is a game and you know, but that yeah, I do think that there needs to be stricter reinforcement of the rules. Whereas what do we give a 24-hour extension if a user can't play?
Yeah,
user game. But
that's fair.
That's fair.
So that'll push you to a max of 48, though. Yeah.
Exactly.
But there's constant communication. But just people just disappearing and shit like that. Nah, that can't happen. But yeah, just the way this whole process of getting to where we got to was something. Because yeah, we could have easily have done that a lot sooner, especially on the weekend.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why are we waiting for this long? So basically what we're talking about, to give more context, is that we drafted, I don't know when this is coming out, but we drafted last night as far as Sunday night. And we almost didn't draft. We were supposed to probably draft earlier that day.
We were only supposed to do free agency. I think that was the idea coming in.
Yep.
And we added the draft since everybody was there.
Because I pushed for it. And then, like, then Lou was talking about, oh, let's pause it after 3. What
made no sense.
What are we talking about? We're already in here.
Yeah. I understood, like, trying to compromise. But you got to, as commissioner, you got to press down. And be like, nah, we here. Let's just go ahead and power through it. Most people have done. I was the only one that drafted all seven rounds.
You were foreign.
Yeah. But, you know, I could have ran it. He actually gave me commish powers to finish up. So nobody even needed to be there. So, but yeah. So I didn't understand that stopping at the 3 rounds logic because nobody was really drafting after the 3rd round anyway.
Yeah.
So
as far as how y'all pillaged the damn draft.
Let's talk about free agency first.
Okay. Right.
So discovered something.
Yes. So I discovered two things.
He discovered the consequences to his actions.
100%.
I was like, that's what your ass get. Because I was
thinking, like, bro, when I look at these players, there is penalties for some of this shit. Like,
no, but those penalties in all other Maddens, including 20, every single Madden, those cap penalties only hurt you if you cut the player. Because that's their guaranteed money. If I'm to part with you in this year, your contract, this is your guaranteed money to walk away. When you trade a player, I didn't know that there's cap penalties for trading. Because how the hell does that make sense? Somebody got to make it make sense to me. Because if I'm paying you, and then I trade you, and I take on this other player's contract, how am I paying you and you? Why am I paying?
You're paying his contract, but the other team that traded that person to you is also paying the same penalty you is. So you're paying the penalty for your player you traded, and they're doing the same.
Unless the player I'm getting doesn't have a penalty, but that don't make okay. So when the hell did they instill that? Obviously this year, because if you trade, this is the second thing I learned. If you trade now, it doesn't hurt your 2022 cap penalties, because obviously think about Adrian came into the draft with one draft pick, wound up with a bevy of first rounds, right? So obviously he traded a lot of stuff, no cap penalty. So I don't know, man.
Well, maybe he did that in the offseason where the cap doesn't.
The majority of my trades came in the offseason.
Well, the majority of his trades.
A lot of yours came in.
I'm talking about like his players.
I'm talking about our first preseason. That's what the bulk of my trades came in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say something else, but yeah, never mind.
I don't know, but.
Either way, I was fucked up. To say that.
You came in, well, you almost had 100 mil.
I was supposed to have about 50 to, like, 50, 60 mil.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Now what you got?
Now I'm negative 21 and a half.
Wow.
But listen to this. Wow. Do you know how much cap penalty that is?
How much?
66 and a half. So technically, I'm supposed to have like 40 mil in cap space, including the roster I have now, if I had no cap penalties.
So all the guys you traded.
Because
thought you were dumping salaries.
Thought I was dumping salaries.
Thought it was GM of the year.
Yeah. I almost put that in the chat. So much for GM of the year.
Hey, but here's the thing,
the city is indebted to you type shit.
Hey, but you know what? It's championship or bust. 100%. I put my chips to the table.
Yo, you're on the Adrian move.
You're on the Adrian shit, man.
Well, he's not like, championship or bust.
It's like Corona. It's just a disease that keeps going around, man.
No, but look. Pete,
it might be Russell Wilson.
That's I know. Adrian lost it. We was like, fuck it all. I don't want any
bro. We're going to get to that.
But look. Here's my reason. So me and you, we had a deal before the offseason and everything, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to get into the top 10. I had literally the number 10 pick.
Mm-hmm.
So you offered me offensive lineman rated 74, right?
No. As far as what actually traded?
Originally. I was like, I'm not going to give you a top 10 pick for somebody that is nowhere near top 10 at their position.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, whatever. Then you came back and you gave me Justin Houston,
mm-hmm.
right? The reason why I made that trade is because he's on a short-term deal, right? I traded Kareem Hunt and Cedric Redwine, my cornerback, to the Patriots. I got the number 9 pick. So I replaced your pick,
mm-hmm.
right? Getting rid of a long-term contract, got a short-term contract. I traded somebody else, and I got a defensive tackle, Kawan something. He's rated 86. Mm-hmm. Again, free agent after the year. So I'm creating cap space but still being able to compete right now. I have a defensive tackle behind that guy, still young, still on a rookie deal, rated 79. So close, ready to pop. So I can let that defensive tackle go after next year. I'm good. But I'm putting my chips in this year because – like I said before the playoffs, I could either win or lose in the first round. I won one round, but everybody saw it. So I'm pushing my chips. And I was going to get either a young quarterback, but if Russell Wilson is on the table for 3 draft picks and I have the draft capital. And on top of that, I don't know if y'all peeped, every pick I traded, I somewhat replaced. So I still have 5 first round picks.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
So I did.
Nigga, we was in the draft. We seen you. I saw it. It was so much brown. I was like a shit stain on my damn screen.
So I was able to do everything I needed to do. I shored up everything. My linebacking core. I know you came in my stream and you was like, we took all the linebackers.
All the damn linebackers.
Hey, I was going to get Dylan Moses.
That's why you had the draft all the way to the end. You was searching for the dumpsters.
But yeah, man, like I drafted Dylan Moses, and another one of my franchises I played by myself, I took Journey Brown. That dude is a beast. I don't know if y'all saw his combine grade, but he had the highest combine grade. His combine grade was 8.6. Bro,
yeah, he was supposed to go in the second round.
I know. I took him in the first.
If that's your guy, that's your guy.
I don't subscribe to that.
Okay. Okay.
But you talked about Russell Wilson as far as context for why you're talking about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, man, like it was a win now situation, and I was still able to maintain and get everything I wanted in the draft. I drafted two left tackles, converted one to right tackle, converted my previous left tackle to right guard. He's rated higher as a right guard. You know what I'm saying? So everything that I planned to do, I executed. Got the linebackers I needed. The safety was the cherry on top, in all honesty. Kareem Hunt was a necessary addition by subtraction. Long-term contract that I gave him last offseason, traded him, offloaded him, and then was able to get the number 9 pick I used on the running back. So I drafted his replacement.
But you traded Adrian to get Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Well, no. I traded two first round picks and a second round pick.
So now you have Russell Wilson.
Now I have Russell Wilson on the squad. You know, top 3 quarterback in the league, and I like the pass. But now, you know, I think not having a quarterback that first year really humbled my passing, like how aggressive I am. Because now I know I can run the ball, and if I have two running backs that, you know, Cliff could go get 3,800 yards with one running back. But you know what? I'll settle for 1,100 to 1,200 yards by two running backs. Because what that means is that I'm obviously chewing clock, doing everything, but I got two guys you can't stop. Not just one. And I can give you a different look with both of them. So I like how diverse my team is. And I got one of the best quarterbacks in the league now and one of the best young O-lines and defenses. And look, man, no more excuses. I can't say I don't have the roster to win the championship. I can't say that. I built exactly what I felt I needed. It was a little OP because I didn't think I had a chance at Russell Wilson. But I got it, you know. So now it's put up or shut up, championship or bust.
So why not Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields?
Russ is ready right now. He's expensive. But, again, why I made some of the moves that I made, because, again, if I didn't have that salary, I would have this roster plus $40 million. That was intentional. That was 100% intentional. It didn't fucking work out that way.
Because you couldn't get anybody in free agency,
because
right?
I couldn't get anybody. I wanted Shaquille Barrett, the outside linebacker. Yeah. I would have left Michael Parsons.
Yeah, I wanted him too, but I wasn't paying that cost.
Oh, yeah, it was like free agency shit.
I was going to pay it. Why wouldn't you pay it?
You know I'm conservative when it comes to money.
But he's a superstar right outside linebacker.
But he's not competing right now either, so why spend the money?
That's true. No, that true. True.
That's why I spend the money. That's what, like, for me, it was like, because I traded away Justin Houston to you, I wanted to, you know, put a Band-Aid on some holes that I had. So, I'm kicking the tires on Sanu, you know, on Domenico Sanu. And then I'm also, there's another defensive end that I got, I think, Kerrigan, something like that. Both at least 80.
Yeah, Kerrigan's decent. And then he has a superstar depth trait, right?
I think so, yeah.
He's an 81.
So, yeah, so they're both at least 80. So, Justin Houston was a loss as far as he was 86. Mm-hmm. But he was older, and he's a little long in the tooth. So, I knew that contract that I had him on was great regardless. It was kind of like a win-win for me. I got two ends back for one who are still both 80, both at least a star trait on them, which for sure my defensive line, going into the draft, I'm thinking of defense. I remember I mentioned that in the last episode. And then those are my only free agency moves that I really wanted to make. I was thinking about getting a corner or something like that, but I was like Ken said, the asking price was too much as far as, like, I had, like, $20 million to play around with in cap space. So
how much do you still have?
I got probably, like, $5 million left or something like that.
Okay. Because there's still some really good free agents out there. I wish I could sign
some.
Not something,
that good.
Well,
you see why you laughing, kid.
I wish I could sign.
Yeah, I wish I could. But
maybe for what you're trying to do, but for me, it was obvious.
So, like for me, one of my guys, so I have guys, right? Like, and if you watch my Twitch stream, FIFA 24/7, go over there, subscribe, do all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Andy Isabella, Christian Kirk, Troy Apke, Like, it don't matter what fucking franchise I'm getting those guys. They're cheap to get, and they fit what I like to do. And, what the fuck was I talking about? I just lost
my train of thought. You said those guys in free agency, but.
Free agency. Damn, I just lost my train of thought just like that.
Well, my free agency, while you think about it, was not bad.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Wait. If you have just a few seconds, let me tell you about my podcast really quick. I'm Jasmine W., comedian and host of Colored Couch Conversations. You heard me. Colored Couch Conversations, a podcast where I sit down with Black women and women of color to have some serious and not so serious conversations on my couch. We discuss everything from life lessons to mental health to natural hair to white guilt and bad dates. We even give advice in what I call the Keep It Real Corner. You can find Colored Couch Conversations for free. Yes, free, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Listen to a Black woman. Y'all need us now more than ever.
I think I like the moves I made. It was very, very strategic. I got three offensive linemen. And I got a corner, Justin Jackson or something like that. He's rated 85, and I stole him.
I think he's from the Chargers.
I stole him from Ravens. Ravens almost got him, and I underbid at first. And then I was like, I started going because I was going to try to get somebody else at a cheaper price. Then I was like, nah. I said, let me go ahead and get him, because when I looked at him, his man coverage was like 90-something. Mm. So I was like.
And if anything, look at his age. He's what, 25, 27?
He's young. Yep. So I was like,
so you can get another deal out of him too.
Yep. I'm going to pay for him. So I went ahead and I said, plus Ravens don't get him. So I took him from the competition, even though he's not in my division.
Well, he's not even in your conference. So,
yeah, my conference. But still, I mean, shit, if I had to play him.
He's a user.
Yeah,
he's a user. Eli Apple, that's where I was going. Eli Apple is one of my guys on the secondary free agency market. Not, the first 4 weeks, but he always drops. And he's a 77, which is a decent man-to-man corner. And I think he has 92 and 93 speed. That's more than enough.
That's a slot.
Yeah. It's a perfect slot. So he's one of my guys, too. It's just I can't sign him. For $2 million. For $2 million?
I almost signed him. I picked up Joe Hayden instead. Because he's
a little slow. That's the only thing I like about him. He could get burnt. He be getting burnt.
90 ain't much. You gotta be at least, to me, you gotta be at least 92 for me to be like, oh, you fast.
He's fast enough for where I'm gonna play.
Yeah,
him,
I mean
though.
Where you it depends on where you put him. Like for me, right. I was thinking about getting somebody like Eli Apple, but like I drafted a rookie. Mm-hmm. We gotta get to the draft.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I think after the draft is when I signed him. I saw who was left. So right now my secondary, I got all 80s. So
what were they like last year?
70s.
Ooh.
So you got them up to 80s.
It was 70s, bro.
So you done upgraded.
Yeah. So I'm gonna move.
About to talk shit soon. He got to talk shit
bro,
soon.
Ken.
I gotta play him again.
Yeah, I gotta play you, bro. Like I need the challenge, cause dog, like Ken's stats was ridiculous on defense. Like you don't understand, people don't understand. He didn't give up 1,000 yards all year, and if he did, it was like 1,100. But the last time I checked, it was like 990 for the season.
Probably fool's gold. I won't make too much of it.
He always trying to hide it. Because when I was playing him, I could tell when I was playing him, he was like, he just let me get whatever I want. He just let me just do me and just because he wanted to get the draft pick. I guess just too.
Yeah, so and the linemen, because I realized that. So what happened was when I realized you guys had all the picks, you had like two or four in the first two rounds. I was like, I'm not going to – and I only had like 10, but it was spread throughout. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm not going to really be able to get anybody. So I was just like,
That's false, though. That is super false. And I didn't realize how false that is. Sorry to cut you up. But like until like after – that's why I was asking about the scouting report after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like when can we start scouting players again? Because like FIFO was saying, like there's so many people that were – either rated as a third or fourth round pick, but their combine or draft grade made them go up higher based off the talent. And I was like, bro, you could find some gems in here.
I don't like those guys, though. Why? I think it's a balancing act.
Well,
right?
Because they don't have a depth trait naturally. You have to awaken
that. You have to work that.
Yeah. Because I already, because what my line was able to do blocking wise in terms of running was fine. So, I don't want to plug a rookie in there because I got veterans in there that's able to kind of do some of the things even though they were rated lower. I don't know how it worked out. So I was like, I can wait because there were other things that I wanted to target in the draft, which we'll get it to. So I was like, let me just go ahead and upgrade these positions, pay them $8-9 million for this year or a year or two, and then that's it. So and that was fine, and target a tackle, which I got in the draft, even though I like him. But so yeah, I don't tend to like to draft linemen past the third round.
Offensive linemen? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only do first two rounds. If anything, just the first round.
They never develop.
They don't develop for shit.
They don't develop.
And that just goes to show you what the league is like, too, unless you're in like a
There was only one other guy I wanted to target. It was a safety, Marcus Williams. And then it was I looked at Barrett, but I just needed – like I said, I'm conservative. I needed to save the money. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of quarterbacks, but I didn't see anybody I liked. I wasn't going to pay for Dak or any of those other guys, so – I was like, we're just
Yeah, Dak was asking for too much.
Tell me about it. What
Dak was asking for too much.
You know, lost his goddamn boy.
Dak was asking for, because I was thinking about, like, I could get Dak now and not have to worry about a QB, and I can just stack up.
That's what I was thinking. Mobile enough, can make, you know, enough throws.
Man, he, when I saw that prize, I'm like, shit, I might as well go to the fields.
All right, the draft. So, man, so, yeah, FIFO between you three. You, Adrian, I think took some linebackers. You took a defensive tackle and some other guys. I'm like, man, y'all just pillaged that shit.
Nah, what happened was, man, whatever you and FIFO and Adrian did, they literally had, like, they literally had the first 15, like, between.
It fucked up everything.
Between the two of them, they probably had 11 of the first 15 picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I only got one top 10 pick because of FIFO. I got another top 10 pick because I was just – when somebody in the chat said they're giving up draft picks for pennies on a dollar, the same lineman that I offered you, FIFO, for a trade, I did for the Dolphins just to get move up to 8. So I can be like – I can. My strategy going into the draft was if I can't get a QB in the first round, if I can't get Trey Lance or Justin Fields, I'm going to get my QB in the second round, and the first – you know, my first two top 10 picks will be all defense. That was my worst case scenario because I saw Jamie Newman – and I was like, ain't nobody going to get him in the first round. I'll probably get him. But and I looked at his combine. I was like, he actually is his stats is a little nice up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but once I found out that, once you told me, you gave me the little insider scoop as far as, like, I'm about to make a trade with Adrian. I could give you your QB. I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit back and wait, see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I was looking out for you.
Hey, I appreciate it. I mean, shit, nigga, it wasn't really looking out because you,
well, I'm just saying.
You gave me crumbs with all the helpings you had, but – Adrian, like, he had the first three picks.
Yeah, one, two, and three.
So
I have four and five.
And this motherfucker, who did he draft first overall in the 2020?
It wasn't his fault, though.
Yeah, it was a glitch.
Oh, no, okay. Who was he going to draft first overall in 2020?
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you do that when you have at least drafting third? I know it don't really matter, but to me it matters.
It matters to me too. It matters to all of us.
Money wise, it definitely matters.
It does. That's what I'm saying. And I was like, why are you drafting Trey Lance or wanting to draft Trey Lance number one overall when he's easily the third best QB in this draft?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like you just said it. When if you want your guy, you got to get him.
But you got you don't. But you that's if you have nothing else but that pick.
I get it, but sometimes, man, like, sometimes these guys that you have on your team, you can rock with them. The ratings look good, but they just still not your guy. Like, it's just not fun playing with them. And I think he probably is a fan of Trey Lance. He watches a lot of college football.
But you had Russell Wilson. You traded Russell Wilson away to FIFO.
He don't like Russell Wilson.
But he got a team that was win now.
And what happened?
He didn't win now.
What difference would it make? If I lost with Russ, I might as well lose with the guy that I like playing with.
But you would with even before he even traded with FIFO, he had picks where he could shore up that off. His whole plan going into the offseason was I'm gonna draft the offensive line.
FIFO fucked everybody up when he got all the picks. A lot of people, depending if you were looking at the draft, I know I did had to readjust my draft strategy and my whole free agent strategy. I'm thinking that. And I'm not sure, but I would suspect that losing in the playoffs with Russ not being the difference maker to get you over the hump or to the Super Bowl, you'd be like, well, okay, well, fucking, I'm not paying all this. Yeah, I might as well get a guy that I like playing with.
You can't blame Russell Wilson for user error. FIFA try to blame.
But would you rather
FIFA try to blame his players all the time? What we say, Ken? That's user error. You a damn
Andy Dalton's ass though. So is Baker.
I get you. But nonetheless, we throw the ball. At the end of the day, it ain't Andy throwing the ball. It's FIFA controlling Andy.
I know, but he probably feels better playing. Have fun. It's still a game. Having more fun playing with a guy that he may be a fan of. If I'm going to lose, at least I'm going to lose with this guy
And here's the thing, too. Like, if you think about it, even though, like, when you draft players that high, like, you have to pay them a lot of money. Like, there was $30 million in reserve for my rookies because of how high their draft was. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why I went over the salary cap, because I had very high draft
picks. You had, like, 6 first-round picks.
You know what I'm saying? So you could look at it from Adrian's perspective and be like, I got all my guys I want. I can develop them to what I need them to be. But also next year's free agency, kill free agency. Because these guys, you don't have to pay them for 5 years.
Yeah.
So if you got your core guys that you're going to control all the time, you could control the quarterback all the time. I want this guy. He wanted that guy.
He could have let go of a bevy of other players that had – he named what? Tyler Lockett, he named Bobby Wagner.
He got rid of them too.
I'm just saying you could have done a lot more cutting the roster outside of Russell Wilson to get your offensive lineman replacement and replace the receivers if you're in the mood to develop, because clearly he's in the mood to develop. He was just talking in the chat talking about some is win or go home. I'm going for the
and
title.
He went home.
And now it's a 3-year, 4-year window. I mean, not a window, but it's a path. Because he ain't getting Trey Lance into the Super Bowl this upcoming season. Maybe not even next season.
But Foreign was a play away.
Is Adrian the same player as Foreign?
I'm just asking
you a question.
For Adrian's sake, he did beat Foreign. For Adrian's sake.
He was the only one to beat him last year.
I was just asking a question.
No, he's not. He's not. But any given Sunday, like the guy was 71, it's rated 71.
Any given Wi-Fi, it depends on how strong your connection is.
I think, man, you know, like, I mean, we're doing what we do. We critique and analyze situations. But for me, I think it comes down to I would have probably done the same thing. I'm not paying that nigga that much money. FIFA would, but I think it really comes down to he just didn't want Russell Wilson.
Who says that?
Adrian. And
who says I'd rather have Trey Lance than Russell Wilson?
I don't know. But, hey, I'll reap Russell Wilson all day. And I'll put it I'll put it in our group chat, the Madden joint, and I think the league or one or the other. But the AFC North has now become the toughest division in football, including the damn CPUs.
Well, because
y'all, Sunshine.
Yeah, because the Sunshine – well, they Bro, let
– the byproduct of Adrian doing what he did.
Yep.
Let Sunshine – as far as Trevor's
all
Lawrence,
the way down to 11.
11.
Because I was trying to get that Steelers first-round pick, so I was trying to trade him Kareem Hunt. I was trying to get – I was trying to give him Kareem Hunt, and I wanted the first-round pick and T.J. Watt. They wouldn't move off that, so I took out the first-round pick. Just give me T.J. Watt. They wouldn't move off that. So I said, fuck you. I'm out, so I made other moves. But, yeah, man, fucking Sunshine, bro. Bro, that defense – look, there's certain squads that CPU controlled you.
They play above.
They play like they're just that much tougher. And now they got a quarterback? Oh, my God. They're going to win more games, bro. It's going to be tough.
And on top of that, because now that FIFA, you didn't need a quarterback and – Adrian got Trey Lance. Justin Fields slipped all the way to 8th, which is right where I was.
Which
I had
was
the 8th,
crazy
8th and the 10th pick. So I could even waited to the 10th pick to get
maybe. Well, who's drafting 9? Me.
Yeah.
So you could have waited.
I could have waited to the 10th, but I wanted to get him early just so I could. So I know FIFA had backyard deals and shit. Like, you know, I'll draft the QB and change it to him.
No, you might be right. Yep.
So that's why I was like, you know, that's what the mindset of, like, if I see my guy, I'm getting him right now.
No, man, I wouldn't do that to you. I told you that the move I was going to make was going to benefit you.
I appreciate that, but shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, if I can control my own destiny, I'm going to control it.
I feel you. I feel you.
So I got Justin Fields. He's now at home in Indy, the house that Peyton built, but Justin's going to rebuild. And then after my 10th pick, was a defensive tackle, one of the best defensive tackles in the draft. I didn't get the number one rated one because the combine for the one I got was a lot better. Mm-hmm. Not that much, but it was a lot better. I saw a lot more green. So I got him. And that was it for me for the first round. I bowed out after that.
Yeah. You didn't You had a second round pick, didn't
you? Yeah, I had a second round pick, which was what's his name? I think it's.
But you didn't make the selection. The computer did.
No, I did.
Okay.
The first, like, I didn't give a fuck after the first two first two rounds because I didn't have another pick until the sixth and seventh, and I was like, I'm not doing nothing with them anyway. Those were probably practice squad guys. But yeah, the second round pick was a corner out of Ohio State, I believe. Last name Johnson. His combine was ridiculous too. Like, he's probably one of the most, and I'm even in practice, I'm seeing it. He's one of the most physically aggressive, aware corners in the draft. He was rated a second round pick, so I picked him right where he needed to be. But I know I needed his corner support because I have Xavier Rhodes and he's getting older. And he's a 71 right now. I drafted this corner in the second round and he's the same average. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, all right.
Upgrade.
Xavier, you're going on the bench. I'm gonna have the rookie play the slot just to give him some experience and stuff like that. But he's fast too. Like,
so do you play a lot of nickel?
I play between nickel and I play nickel. I like playing big nickel a lot because I like to sometimes bring pressure from my corners. As you can see, it pretty much in our conference, a lot of people like to run more than pass because we're all scared to throw picks. So I like to be able to bring pressure with some corners.
So you got Dylan Moses, Micah Parsons, Journey Brown,
and his last name is Cosme. He's a right. He was a left tackle.
Cosme, yeah. Something like that. Yeah,
he was my last first round pick. So again, I accomplished everything. I got the both O linemen that I really was targeting in the draft. My one and two. I got my one and two linebackers. And then the cherry on top was the move I made in the second round. And I texted y'all. I was like, damn. He wasn't going to make it to the third round. So I was like, fuck it. So I moved both of my third round picks and a player. I can't remember who it was, whatever. And I moved to the fourth pick in the second round. And I got him. And I played. I was practicing with him. That motherfucker big, bro. He's 6'4", 220 something. Mm. So he's like an inch taller and 10 pounds bigger than Grant Delpit. Mm. And his hit power is 94. So he's going to take somebody block off. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way I like to play. The safeties I like. Y'all saw Grant Delpit against the Ravens. He was laying some wood on Saquon. And every time I got close, I was trying to knock his head off. So now I got two safeties. So I feel like now I got the best corner tandem and safety tandem in the league. And y'all know how I do. I play aggressive. I'm bringing my safeties. They're going to come on blitzes. They're going to play zone. We're going to play man. We're going to do a lot of different things out there. And I just got that extra versatility now. And honestly, like, now that I play a little bit more and more, I like to stay in base 3-4, even if you bring three wide receivers. Because when you run them little short routes, it's not a DB hitting you, dog. And over the course of time, especially you got big hitters like Dylan Moses, hit power is 91. Mm. So, hey, when I get them boys where they need to be, it's going to be a problem. And then all my linebackers are fast. I still got Taki Taki. He's like a 89 speed, 92 acceleration. So I got I got speed again, and I'm young. So I'm excited. I'm excited. So I'm going to be usering just for everybody listening. Grant Delpit, he's on his own now. Mm. My new guy, Hassan, that's who I'm going to be usering. So.
Yeah, I think I traded for some additional picks in the seventh and sixth round during the draft because there were some other guys that I wanted just to kind of build depth because I knew, once again, I didn't get a quarterback in free agency. I didn't get any of the guys. So once I knew Trey Lance and Fields was out of play and I didn't want Lawrence, I was just like, fuck it. So fortunately for me, Patrick Surtain fell all the way to me. Mm-hmm. 16. He was the second overall rated player in the draft.
Number 16, huh?
16. Thanks to y'all.
You know who's the number one rated player in the draft?
The left end?
My left tackle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was the number one rated player in the draft. I dropped him on number 4.
Damn. Oh, the Pat guy.
Yeah, Lene Sewell. Penei Sewell.
That was really like my saving grace because the way y'all just took everybody, I was like, man, there's some bullshit. I was just not scrambling, but trying to make sure that my second and third plan was in place. And the top three guys I targeted was worked out. So 78 overall.
You ready?
Yep, I already had Justin Jackson, so my secondary should be nuts. And I did some practice, so I think I know how I want to put everybody.
Uh-oh!
Just a little bit. But
Wait, hold on. So did you practice with your quarterback? I know I'm jumping.
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, we're going to jump.
Yeah.
So who did you draft, and where did you draft him for
so
a quarterback?
My last two seventh-round picks – Kellen Mond was my last pick of the draft.
Yep.
I knew he was.
And that was intentional, wasn't it?
I knew he was going to get his ass.
Me too.
As soon as I seen it, I was like, somebody's going to draft him. And I feel like it's going to be. I said that to myself when I was, because, like, of course, we all had our own war rooms. Mm-hmm. And QB was, I had all the black QBs I could have on mine. And I was like, somebody going to draft this motherfucker. It ain't going to be me. Because I was like, if it ain't Lance or Jamie Newman at the time, I was like, I might as well just take my
59 overall. And Michael Cunningham was the other guy drafted. He actually has a depth trait, believe it or not.
Yeah, I'll say Cunningham was like one of the when I talked about the additional scouting and stuff, mm-hmm. he kept on popping up as far as like, oh, okay, he has something special going on.
And he was undrafted, so I didn't even have to pick him if I didn't want to. But so I played with both of them a little bit. But Kellen seems to, even though he don't have a depth trait, seems to throw a little bit better. And remember, everybody, I played with Dobbs last year, who was 63.
Yeah.
So this really isn't a stretch for me to play with a guy this bad.
You know what, though, Ken? Mm-hmm. So this is something I learned, just like a little trick. Obviously, you expose your guy a little bit more. But you know how in play all your preseason games, and you know how they swap them out?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just play them. Because it counts toward his like all those snaps and all of that type stuff.
Yeah.
So your guys with the hidden dev traits and all of that. But the more snaps you get him, obviously the better he gets, the more XP points he can develop. So play him the whole preseason. Yeah.
I think the only place I messed up that I deviated a little bit from my draft strategy was the second round, and I drafted Walter Little, who was a left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
71, but I felt like I needed it.
Is he going to start for you?
He will, because the guy had that was starting that was like 64, 67 anyway.
God.
So that's why.
Can't be playing with scraps and still have a number one defense.
Can't play with scraps.
And number one rushing. Like, he'd be top five rushing with a 64 lineman.
And he drafted a 59 QB.
Yep. He's out here.
He's taking what I said seriously. When I said I could play with anybody. I changed tunes quick on that shit, boy. Like, I could play with anybody, but if I want to compete, I gotta get some talent.
Yeah, I got a comment on that too. But yeah, and then it was linebackers from there. So I drafted a couple of guys in the third round. They have dev traits, thankfully.
That's what's up.
And I think I went in and got another quarterback because I traded one of my cornerbacks to get the 7th-round pick. He was like 72 anyway. So, and who else? In the 6th round, a couple of receivers, a tight end. So, just building out like the foundation of the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, hopefully by next year, we'll be ready to plug a guy in and really be able to compete. But I feel good because it gives all of these guys a 60-something and 70-something to really develop. And I really get a chance to work on, like, my offensive and defensive strategy throughout the season. And then plug that guy in there, man, and see what happens. But I thought it was funny when I was looking in the chat. Going back to Adrian. Adrian was like, yeah, man, you know, I'm like Ken, man. I'm going to just – you know, swap out some pieces here and there. I'm like, everybody be trying to steal my strategy. P4 wanted to run all year and play conservative. Now Adrian trying to rebuild his team. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Mine was not by choice. You know I prefer to pass.
I know. You said you had a whole new scheme.
What had me weak at that comment was like, I know Ken don't like him saying that. Because he was like, nigga, don't you compare to me yourself to me. You traded Russell Wilson for Trey Lance, nigga. Bro, hey Adrian, man, I don't know what you're doing, but I hope you know what you're doing. So
the only thing about that comment is that I think he can definitely compete a little bit more now. And you did, like, and to Spike's point, the Lions are not a good team. The Seattle was a team that was able
contending.
To
that's what I'm saying. Like, you, there's only three teams that were like ready to
compete. I would have held on to it for one more year because what's the term?
He's like a 90. What is he? A
98?
No, not the rating. How many years do he have left on his contract?
He just signed it.
Two or three.
Yeah.
It's like three.
Oh, he re-signed Russ for that rate?
No. I'm saying like the in deal that he's life. On is
it's
was
real life.
Yeah. He just signed that deal like 2 seasons ago, if that.
So he's making big money now.
Yeah. This is the fat part of that deal.
That fucks up your whole roster, bro.
It works with FIFO because he had the roster set. He already had the roster. The only thing he had issues with his offensive line, which I give him credit because we all know Seattle's offensive line is suspect. However, that's not why you losing games, bro. That's all I'm trying to say.
So why are you losing games?
Let's get on to the season, man.
If that's the case, then why waste 40 mil?
It's Russell Wilson. He's the best QB outside of Patty Mahomes.
If that's
in the game.
Not why he's losing game, Russell Wilson ain't is the reason why he's
I'm just
winning.
Saying, like, Trey Lance is not a step up from Russell. Trey Lance ain't going to help you win games more than Russell. That's all I'm saying.
Look, all I know is this, is that OBJ, Russell.
That's the only thing I hate about it.
Not even
that. He gave this motherfucker the FIFO.
Ken, I'm fine with it. Trevor Lawrence fell to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to kill themselves in that division, right? It's going to be the Ravens, Browns, and the Steelers. Somebody's going to come out. Somebody's not going to make the playoffs. It could be between the Ravens or the Browns, depending on how shit shakes. And then on top of that, the AFC still has me. You got the Titans. I think the Chiefs are still in there, too. It's not like they made it harder on themselves by that draft, at least his division. So I'm fine with all that
shit. Not only that, all of the moves, and now that they're penalized, they're not going to be making all the damn moves.
They can't.
Now.
This is their roster. For the rest of our time in this franchise, that's why this draft was so important to most people, is because this is probably the only time they're really going to develop players.
Mm-hmm.
After this draft, I think everybody's just going to be doing trades and all types of shit.
Well, the next one, you can get some guys that you can develop.
But you ain't going to be doing all this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
You basically locked.
Yeah, my team is set. Obviously, I'll have to make certain moves and certain decisions financially and all of this and all of that. But, again, I made the moves I made with long-term in mind as well. Mm-hmm. Even these, like, getting into this situation, I made it. You know, with long term, I didn't know I was going to get cap penalized like that, but it is. That's another thing. It is what it is. I'll eat it for the year. I'll be fine next year. Like, I'm not, and even moving forward. Because, look, I know who I need to keep. I know who I can let go. OBJ ain't going nowhere. Myles Garrett ain't going nowhere. The rookies, we're going to be on PS5 by the time, you know, say I got to resign the rookies I drafted this year. So I'm good. I'm set. I got my quarterback. Quarterback.
You do.
And I played practice, and I played my preseason game against the Eagles. Go follow me again on Twitch. But Russell, bro.
It's night and day, ain't it, boy? Night and fucking day.
Here's the thing. So I didn't know that Russell Wilson has, and obviously he has it in real life, but he has like perfect deep pass accuracy. OBJ now jumps over two people and just grabs one hand now. Like, he wasn't doing that before. Because the ball couldn't, like, it was nowhere near
it. I can only fathom what it's like for you with going from Andy to Russ. From Jacoby to Fields? Bro, it's like, this nigga is, I'm like, bro, I like Pinocchio when he became a real boy. Like, I can feel like this. Bro, it's natural. Like, the deep ball is just seamless. There. It's like, why do I feel like I had to force and concentrate? Like, I just tap the button, Ken.
It
goes exactly where I need it to go. I don't got to wait for niggas to really do much. I just got to do that. Now, I'm not saying, like, he's perfect. He's still
it's a step up.
But it's a huge – and the fact that I know he can grow.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I was stifled with Brissett. I hate talking bad about black quarterbacks. Stifled.
But he's your backup now.
He's my backup, and I paid him. You know what I'm saying? I said, look, here, take some bread. You're going to have the baddest bitches in Indy. You know what I'm saying? But we got to work on this QB.
Yeah. So, what is Justin's field rated?
He was drafted as a 74, I believe. 74,
well,
75.
Well, here's the thing. So, like, Four track. Hustle put in the chat that Jalen Hurts started at 69. Now he's at 80. So, that's 11
That's an
points.
11 bump. And that's just with Jalen Hurts. I don't know. He probably had a depth trait, too. But I'm thinking, like, that's a second round. Did he draft him first or second round?
No, second round.
Second round.
Yeah, he was already on the team, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, that's him. That's something with Fields. I'm like, if I can get him at least to – 81 before the end of the season, I'm super straight.
Well, remember this. In one season in Madden 20, obviously it's different one, different build, how they built them, but I got them from 70-some to 88.
See, like, and I saw the 500 snaps, and that's why I haven't playing heavily in preseason, even with the backups.
Yep.
Just so I can get – because I'm also still trying to get used to his mechanics as well. Like, I love the fact that he has a quick release. Like, he's ready to get mm-hmm. that ball out quick mm-hmm. whenever he wants to. So I love that. He's mobile. Much, much more mobile than Brissett was still mobile, but he's so much more mobile and quicker. And, again, his just touch is a lot better as far mm-hmm. as where he places the ball.
So here's one thing that in 20 that he picked up real quick. He had when he became a star, a superstar, was long-range deadeye. You know what I'm saying?
I could tell that he could. I could tell he could throw the deep ball very well. Because when I was in practice and I'm throwing shit, I'm like, this is seems so easy for him to do. The more difficult stuff is like the under the pressure, across the middle. I was wondering, I was like, why the hell?
But the deep shit, because you remember I had him with OBJ, them corner routes in 20, I was killing them. He's perfect, bro. He's perfect for what you want to do.
Yeah,
and how you want to play.
So yeah, and I gave him the golden shoes. You know what I'm saying? The Jordan golden shoes. Because you're gonna see that motherfucker when we playing.
Okay. Right? You got a shiny new toy.
You got a shiny new toy.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All
right.
Yeah, man. Well, shit. That was another episode of The League. Look, make sure that you follow us on Twitch. Mine is FIFO247. You already know, man. All the socials is the same. And Ken, what's your Twitch channel?
KBINGE.
And Mr. AKA?
You can follow me at WESISI number 11. And I will be streaming every regular season game. I'm still working on preseason. But actually, I may start streaming our fourth preseason. Yeah, so I'm going to do that for the whole season.
Yeah, so look, nugget that we didn't even give you in the whole podcast. Me and Nick will be streaming week 4 preseason. It's a user game. I'm about to bust his ass. My starter's playing the whole game. I'm just letting you know.
I'm not gonna put my starters the whole game. What does injuries off?
I don't know.
They need to be on. Keep this shit real.
You just want just because you know, ain't right? draft nobody don't mean shit.
I'm just saying, man. Hey, you know,
I'm gonna get my headset so I can talk. So I can talk back and forth.
Bet. All right, y'all. Peace.